Well, it is officially that time of year, folks. Yep. It is definitely in the air. Christmas season, bowl season. As the college football postseason gets underway. Basketball season getting underway in both college and professional basketball. A week from yesterday, Christmas Day. If you are a fan of the NBA, at long last, you are in luck. They will be starting next week. You gotta love this time of the year, though. A little chill in the air here in Birmingham, Alabama, which brings the temperature down to a mild 75 degrees, maybe on a cold day. And Christmas decorations all over the place, people in a very festive mood, and traffic jamming up all of the major routes in and around the Bun Sports Show studio here in Birmingham, Alabama. Appreciate you joining us, though, on this Monday as we continue to inch closer to Christmas, inch closer to the big bowls. There were some bowls on this past Saturday. Anybody watch any of them? I thought they were good games. And I know everybody wants me to take a position on, well, not everybody. In fact, probably most of you don't care really what position I take or what position I don't take. But I had never have taken a position on the bowl season. Yeah, I think there are probably too many bowls in the BCS. I've been uncommittal on that. I think there are pros and cons to the BCS. I've never been throw the BCS overboard, and I've never been one to say the BCS is the greatest thing to ever happen to college football. I know people who are on both ends of the spectrum, and I hear the arguments on both sides, but regardless of those arguments, you have to admit, those games Saturday were pretty good, at least in the later part of the day. The early part of the day, Temple took care of Wyoming 37-15. That was the New Mexico Bowl. Ohio beat Utah State 24-23, and Louisiana Lafayette beat San Diego State 32-30. Ohio and Utah State played in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And you got to love it for Ohio. It's a chance to do something that with a college football playoff, they probably would not have been able to do. They won a bowl game. In a sense, they won a mini championship by beating Utah State. So you have to feel good for those players. And in that sense, I think that's something that really is positive that comes out of the bowl season. But don't get me wrong, I'm not a defender of the bowls. I'm not a defender of the BCS. I think there's a lot of other things that it does, and I wrote about it. If you research my latest column right now, I wrote about what the BCS does that I don't particularly care for. But as for the bowl Saturday, I thought it was a good day of college football. Louisiana Lafayette 32-30 in the New Orleans Bowl, last second field goal. If you picked San Diego State in that game, you're probably feeling pretty good because that kicker had missed, well, had one extra point blocked and had missed another extra point. It hit the upright earlier in the game, so surely he's not going to make a 50-yard field goal. Lo and behold, he did. You have to love college football. Anything can happen, and how about that for Louisiana Lafayette? Big-time bowl win there for Mark Hudspeth and the rest of the Ragin' Cajuns program. Ohio, of course, Frank Solich, the head coach there, got a bowl win, first in school history, as I mentioned a minute ago. Some bowls coming up in the next couple of days. You'll have a chance over the Christmas days to watch some of these bowls. The Beef O'Brady's St. Petersburg Bowl is tomorrow night. That one is on ESPN. It's Florida International, who's had a pretty good year. And Marshall, Wednesday, the SD County Credit Union Point. I mean, where do they come up with these sponsors? SD County Credit Union? I need to research that, see exactly what is the SD County Credit Union. At any rate, it is sponsoring the Poinsettia Bowl. That is Wednesday night. TCU taking on Louisiana Tech. That should be entertaining. Thursday night, the 22nd, you have the Mako Las Vegas Bowl, Las Vegas, Nevada, Boise State versus Arizona State. I think I'll tune in for that. Should be fun. See how Boise does. They wanted the BCS Bowl, obviously. Fell short of that by virtue of a missed field goal. A hard-fought game, though, played with TCU. Came up on the losing end, but, hey, they're getting to play Arizona State in the Las Vegas Bowl. What can be better than that, right? Okay, maybe that isn't such a great postseason consolation for Boise State, but Arizona State will be their opponent, no less, on Thursday night. Then how about Saturday, in the midst of all the NFL games that will be taking place this Saturday because, of course, Sunday is Christmas Day, and the NBA will infiltrate and take over the airwaves with all their opening day games. So the NFL is scheduled to play on Saturday, which is Christmas Eve, Sheraton Hawaii Bowl. Kind of a Christmas Eve tradition, isn't it? I think so. They usually play. Now, that is Southern Miss and Nevada, of course, the winners of the Conference USA, Southern Miss, taking on Nevada. So that'll be interesting to see that. Half week of the program. I will be here today. I think you've already figured that out by now, probably, haven't you? I am here today. That is true. Confirm that. The college football professor will be with us on Wednesday. We'll talk about a number of things with him. And then Friday, you're on your own. No Bun Sports Show this Friday. And there will be No Bun Sports Show next Monday, a week from today, by virtue of the Christmas holiday. So we will be off for two shows, roughly 1 week. We'll have our next show after this coming Wednesday. 2 days from today, we will have it the next Wednesday. So just a programming note there, the college football professor will be with us both times. Did you hear about Craig James? The ESPN college football analyst. He's called games. Probably not going to be calling any this postseason because, well, he formed an exploratory committee to find out whether or not he wanted to run for Senate. Why do you need to form an exploratory committee? But anyway, that's all another. I have to go into politics some other day. But Craig James formed an exploratory committee to find out whether he wanted to run for Senate or not. Turns out the exploratory committee said yes. He said, yes, Craig, you do want to run for Senate. And so he is running for Senate in the state of Texas. That should be interesting. A lot of opinions, mostly negative, about that taking place. I mentioned the other day, Texas Governor Rick Perry said he wants to be the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses. Of course, the Texas governor is running for president in the Republican primary right now, and the Iowa caucuses are the first vote, have the first vote of the Republican primary, and he wants to be the Tim Tebow, is what he said in the Republican debate last Thursday night. That was an interesting line. Nice line there, I think, by the governor. But if my question is, if he's going to be the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses, then what is Craig James? Is he the Tony Romo of the Texas Senate race? At any rate, James will be running in Perry's party, the Republican Party, for Senate in the state of Texas. And you have to wonder about this. I mean, Craig James has some of the more negative popularity ratings of any figure who's not a politician currently, even though he's aspiring to be one. But he's not a politician. He's not an administrator of any sort in office right now. He's just a college football analyst. But because of certain things that happened with the Mike Leach debacle and ESPN, Bruce Feldman, we've all been through that saga before. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google those words, and I'm sure you'll find a lot of interesting stories and takes on that. And Craig James, I think I read a poll one time a couple of months ago where 80% of Americans just do not like Craig James. Do not like him. And he's a... when have you ever found a TV analyst, a TV booth analyst, who has less popularity than that, or even close to as little as that? I mean, Craig James seems like a nice enough guy, but of course the way he handled that with his son and the Mike Leach, it was Adam James who was accused, allegedly locked in the room by Mike Leach, and Craig James came to his son's defense, ultimately ousting then Texas Tech head coach Mike Leach. Of course, Mike Leach is now the head coach of Washington State. And then Bruce Feldman got involved, who was an ESPN reporter at the time. Long story short, Bruce Feldman is now reporting happily for CBS. So I think you can pretty much fill in the blanks from where it went from there. But Craig James is just not a liked person in the United States. It is inevitable that, and I'm talking about reputable national writers and journalists who cover college football for a living, it is inevitable that I see one, two, or three tweets or so each game that Craig James calls talking about how they're muting the sound on their television or making jokes about what something Craig James says on the broadcast. It has just become a carnival anytime Craig James is involved with anything, and people just do not like him. There is just genuine dislike for him around the nation. So you have to wonder about him running for Senate in the state of Texas. Doubtful that he will win. From what I am hearing, political insiders, of course, I don't think you need to be a political insider to really come to the conclusion that Craig James won't win that seat. But there's one winner in all this, and that, I guess, is all of the Craig James haters or people who dislike Craig James around the country. They probably will not have to listen to him call a game for ESPN, as ESPN televises, 33 of the ESPN family of networks televises 33 of the bowls, of the 35 bowls this season, so you won't have to hear Craig James. So I guess if you are not a fan of Mr. James, you will not have to listen to him, so that is a positive, I guess, for you. His campaign manager is going to be Sherwood Blunt. That is pretty funny. You know, Sherwood Blunt, for those of you who do not know, was the booster who was tied to the saga, scandal, cheating scandal, the pony excess. You've seen the 30 for 30 on ESPN, or maybe you haven't, but when the SMU Mustangs were investigated several times by the NCAA, and it was finally deemed that they had just pushed the limit too many times, and the NCAA gave the program the death penalty, which was, at that time, it was shortly after, I believe. I believe Craig was just before that. Craig James was just before that, shortly after he was a player, a member of the SMU football squad. So there's always been a lot of innuendo and allegations against Craig James about how he was involved, and there's always been the obligatory joke, how much did Sherwood Blunt pay Craig James? Wouldn't it be funny if the Texas Senate race, if he actually did make it through? Probably wouldn't be funny for the people of Texas, but if he did make it through, and ESPN just started running the pony excess 30 for 30 that they did about a year or so ago, they just ran that over and over and over again, I think that would help his negatives out. It would be interesting to see. But bowls are continuing to come fast and furious. 35 of them, and all three of them are complete. 32 left to go. I mentioned the ones before Christmas. Right after Christmas, the day after, Monday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you have the AdvoCare V100 Independence Bowl from Shreveport, North Carolina, and new SEC edition, Missouri. That one should be interesting. By the way, speaking of Missouri, the SEC is scheduled to announce its schedule for next year. So the SEC is scheduled to announce its schedule for the 2012 college football season. And this, of course, is highly anticipated. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for it, to be honest with you, because with the additions of Texas A&M and Missouri, who knows how this will shake up the set dates of some of our most prestigious, historic, and most looked forward to rivalries in the South. I mean, you have LSU and Alabama, of course, the Iron Bowl, and all of those rivalries that are in-state, end-of-year rivalries will stay the same. But when will Texas A&M and LSU play? When will Arkansas and Texas A&M play? It has been reported, and it has been told, my sources have told me from the Missouri camp that their cross-divisional opponent will be Texas A&M. And that is news because at one point it was said that Arkansas would be their cross-divisional rival. One benefit that it had, that comes with Missouri being their permanent yearly cross-divisional opponent, is that every other rivalry in the SEC will stay the same. Now, some you like, some you may not like. Florida will continue to play LSU. Alabama, Tennessee. Auburn continue to play Georgia. Mississippi State will continue to play Kentucky. Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Arkansas, and then, of course, Missouri and Texas A&M. Those will be your every year East versus West games in the SEC. That has been confirmed, reported by several outlets and I've also had some confirmation from sources in Missouri about that myself. So that should be interesting. But when will all these games take place? Now, for the last few years, you've had the LSU-Alabama game on the first weekend in November. You've had Tennessee-Florida. It's always been that third week, first really SEC full Saturday that has been played. Georgia-South Carolina has always been the second week the last year. So how will that be shaken up, and where will all the games fall now that we have 14 teams in the conference? And I'm pretty sure they're going to be at an 8-game schedule. Not positive on that. Of course, nothing has been reported, but I'm pretty sure the SEC is going to stay with an 8-game schedule. And by the way, this is not the official release from the SEC. This would be the SEC releasing schedules to all the 12 teams, which would, in turn, be the SEC schedule. So if you release it to all 12 teams, each one has a schedule, you can put it together, and voila, there you have the SEC schedule for 2012. The SEC's official composite schedule will not come out until next spring, but doesn't matter. If all the schools have their schedules, then we don't need to wait. That is supposed to happen this week. Reports are out that say the SEC is widely expected to release 2012 schedules to the schools the week before Christmas, and looking at my watch, and this is that week. So we will wait with anticipation of that. Probably have to get to that later on after Christmas, but we will break down all those games and what it means. Plenty of time, though, to do that. January 9th, the All-State BCS National Championship game between number one LSU and number two Alabama from the SEC West, 7:30 on ESPN, 3 weeks from tonight. 3 weeks from tonight. So for all of the Alabama and LSU fans out there,